The White House Report.
Congressman James Clyburn, thank you for agreeing to this interview. You are the man of the hour right now. There's a lot going on as it relates to the new leadership that's coming in January, the Democratic leadership. But there's also a little bit of a controversy stirring up with you about race and your race and your leadership as it relates to race. Why is race such a factor right now for you in coming back into a position that you already held?
I don't know why it seems in this political season that people kind of think it's in vogue to use little words and phrases that they hear out on the campaign trail. And I think there's some overzealous folks involved in these efforts have been using words and phrases to make their point. Maybe they don't realize how racially charged some of these terms are. When you use a word like figurehead, that's the word that carries a racial connotation in a lot of the communities. I happen to have been born and raised in the South, and I'm used to these kinds of little dog whistles, but I'm not used to them being used inside our caucus in order to try to make a point. So that's what's going on here, and I don't know where it's coming from, but I hope it will come to an end.
So wait a minute, it's not coming from the right. It's coming from inside your Democratic caucus, inside your group,
yeah,
your personal
group. These are people who think it's cute to say certain things. They don't realize, and that's what happens when people are inexperienced. They tend to think it's cute to say these things, and it's not cute.
So at the end of the day, Nancy Pelosi is trying to go back as Speaker of the House. She raises a lot of money from Dems, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And then people are trying to say, you know, they want younger blood, but it's not necessarily about the age. It's about the message. What is going to be fresh? Is Nancy Pelosi going to be the Speaker? What do you think, and what's going to happen?
You know, I always say that we need to have a healthy balance in anything that we do. There ought to be leadership from young people. And we have to be very careful of people with experiences. It's one thing to have the capacity to do something. It's something else to have the knowledge to do something. And there must be, in my opinion, a healthy mix of capacity, or we might call it strength in some instances, and knowledge in other instances. So I think that our new leadership team will have a healthy balance of that, and I'm looking forward to that. And I might also say that in spite of rumors to the contrary, the Congressional Black Caucus today, every current member and the new members in attendance, and everybody was there, save one, signed a letter in strong support of my candidacy. So this whole notion that Jim Clyburn does not have the unified support of the Congressional Black Caucus is also a false rumor.
Okay, wait a minute. Signed a letter to support your candidacy for what position?
For Majority Whip.
For Majority Whip.
Understanding that if any change above the position of three were to take place, that the Congressional Black Caucus would reassess and determine how to go forward.
Wow. So Steny Hoyer is currently the whip, right?
Yes, and he is running for the leader position, and Nancy Pelosi is running for the speaker position. But the question is, what happens if one of them fails to get the vote necessary? And what will happen, according to the Congressional Black Caucus, is if that were to come to pass, the Black Caucus will meet and decide how to go forward.
Okay, and lastly, the president is a focus for Democrats when you take over in January. What are the top issues for Democrats in the House with this president?
the number one issue for Democrats in the House, quite frankly, is what to do to protect the health care of our citizens. That is to say, do whatever we need to do to protect those people born to pre-existing conditions to make sure they have affordable, quality health care available to them. Number two, do what is necessary to start the development of debt-free higher education. Student loan debt is enveloping too many families, and that's big with us. Number three, we are looking at reforming our judicial system. We see too many instances of people making a mockery out of our judicial system and too many misapplications to people who happen to be of lesser means. And so we are going to be looking at that, and then we hope to develop a comprehensive, big infrastructure package that will provide water and sewage and roads and bridges and other things in communities while at the same time providing jobs.
Well, what is the main issue that you're going to go against Donald Trump with? You're talking about issues of helping the American public.
All those issues. Donald Trump is the problem for with all those issues. Remember, they say they're all for protecting people with pre-existing conditions, but what about the lawsuits that got thrown around out here in order to remove that demand of the Affordable Care Act? They say that they're all for reducing student loan debt. Why are we still charging 8-9% interest on student loans? We in the Congressional Black Caucus especially want to see that eliminated. They say they're all for reforming the juvenile justice system, but that is all talk and no action.
So, sir, what about?
I'm sorry.
No, I was getting ready. I was getting ready to ask you. So that you're right. That is, you know, going against Donald Trump, but it also deals with the people as well. But when I talk about Donald Trump and actions, I'm asking you, are you looking to protect Mueller, the report, and Rod Rosenstein?
Absolutely. That's the very, very first thing that our judicial, not the judicial system, but our committee on the justice is going to. James Nadler is working that issue, and that's going to be front and center with that committee and our so-called the committee on the reform committee, the oversight and reform. That's Elijah Cummings. Yes.
All right. Anything else?
You got judiciary, but I'm talking about oversight. There are a bunch of subpoenas that the oversight committee, Elijah Cummings, is going to be putting out there in order to get tax records and everything else.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.